Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The Omicron variant has arrived in the U.S. We have the story.
Woman in wheelchair killed in accident in East Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission delays a vote on increasing fines. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday. If you have yet to put up the Christmas decorations outdoors, today would certainly be the day to do it, with temperatures running nearly 30 degrees above average. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
KNSS breaking news, lawmakers have a deal to extend government funding and avoid a shutdown this weekend, but they must still beat the clock.
A short-term spending bill would extend government funding into mid-February and provide $7 billion for Afghanistan evacuees. Without a spending plan, a partial government shutdown is triggered tomorrow night. Votes in the House are likely today, but fast-tracking the measure in the Senate will require the okay of all 100 senators. A handful of Republicans are threatening to block the bill without a provision that would stop Biden administration vaccine requirements. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
For the first time, the Omicron variant of COVID has turned up in the U.S. It was found in a patient in the Bay Area of California. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
The initial case, or as epidemiologists would say, the primary case of the Omicron variant in the U.S., is an unidentified resident of San Francisco who flew back from South Africa on November 22nd, developed symptoms on November 25th, and tested positive on November 29th. Because of their travel history, the virus sample was immediately tested and confirmed as Omicron. San Francisco health officials say the first Omicron case will not lead to new restrictions, but in California, with some of the nation's strictest measures, it may delay the relaxing of any current health orders.
The patient in question was previously vaccinated for COVID-19. The individual was reported to have mild symptoms.
The Biden administration is going to extend the rule requiring masks on public transportation.
President Biden's expected to make a formal announcement that travelers on planes, trains, buses, and at airports and train stations have to keep wearing masks through March 18th. That rule was supposed to expire in January. The requirements triggered some friction on board planes where some travelers have refused to wear masks. The Federal Aviation Administration said this week it's gotten nearly 4,000 reports of air passengers refusing to wear masks this year. In Washington, Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
Police say a 55-year-old woman who was trying to cross the street in her wheelchair was hit by a vehicle and died in East Wichita. The accident occurring near the intersection of Rock Road and Funston. Police officer Trevor Macy says the woman was in an electric wheelchair. Her name has not been released. Macy says there does not appear to be a crosswalk at that location, just sidewalks on either side of Rock Road. Officer Macy had this reminder for drivers and pedestrians.
Just utilize sidewalks and crosswalks where applicable. If there's not a crosswalk, it's usually best to go down to an area where there is one, or at least an area with some flashers or something like that. And if you're driving, just be aware of pedestrians.
Police have identified the victim of a fatal fight early yesterday in West Wichita.
50-year-old Stephen Long was leaving Blue Nightclub at Tyler and Maple when he became involved in an argument with 34-year-old Christopher Parrish of Wichita. Parrish apparently shoved Long, causing him to strike his head on the pavement. Emergency crews pronounced Long dead at the scene. Parrish was taken into custody and booked on charges of involuntary manslaughter. The case will be presented to the district attorney's office. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Before the Sedgwick County Commission yesterday was a resolution, it would have created a new fine class for violations of county codes and resolutions.
Currently, the maximum fine the county can levy is $500, but the new class would have allowed for the creation of a $1,000 fine. Nearly all of the commissioners wanted to delay a vote on the resolution, citing the need to understand the issue better. Jim Howell was the only commissioner who did not want to delay a vote.
I'm flabbergasted as to why this conversation continues to be. We don't know what we're doing. We have not been briefed. I'd like to know if commissioners have been briefed on this, because I've been talking about this for quite a long time now. If commissioners have not been briefed, I guess we have a process problem.
On a 4-1 vote, the board deferred the item for 60 days. Commissioners also deferred until a future date a resolution to fine people who discharge firearms across property boundaries. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday regarding a Mississippi law that would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, even in cases of rape or incest. Fox's Shannon Bream reports.
Nearly 50 years after Roe v. Wade, the battle over abortion rights is once again squarely before the U.S. Supreme Court, with a 6-3 split generally tilted in favor of the conservatives. Pro-life advocates have been open about their hopes of overturning Roe and its follow-up case, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, based on the court's current makeup. And that had the liberal justices warning today that taking that step could appear purely political. The bulk of today's arguments did focus on when it's appropriate for the country's highest court to overrule something considered one of its landmark decisions.
A ruling expected in June may mean millions of women lose abortion access. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Big Chiefs game on Sunday, and we'll get a 60-second visit from the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs coming up in sports.
All right. Disturbing news on the number of police fatally shot in the U.S. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A 15-year-old boy has been denied bail and moved to jail after being charged in a Michigan school shooting that killed 4 students and injured others. Authorities on Wednesday revealed that Ethan Crumbly's parents were summoned to discuss his behavior just a few hours before the bloodshed Tuesday. No motive for the shooting was offered by Oakland County authorities.
Disturbing news on the number of police fatally shot in the U.S.
The National Fraternal Order of Police reports a record number of police shot and killed this year with 1 month to go. The FOP says 314 officers have been shot in the line of duty, with 58 of them dying. And there's more. The FOP recorded 95 ambush-style attacks so far this year, more than double compared to 2020, that resulted in 119 officers shot, 28 of whom were killed. FOP President Patrick Yeo says there's no doubt the recent erosion of respect for law enforcement has fueled more aggression towards police officers. But despite that, Yeo says our officers continue to show up every day to keep the communities they serve safe. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A global vaccine sharing initiative is saving coronavirus vaccines for one reclusive country.
COVAX, the global effort to share vaccines, announced that it has allocated 4.7 million AstraZeneca doses for North Korea. The nation locked its borders during the pandemic. It claims to be coronavirus-free and previously turned down vaccine offers from China and Russia. As of right now, North Korea and Eritrea are the only countries that have yet to begin administering vaccines. Meanwhile, it's a race for world superpowers to share their vaccines and take the leading role in ending the pandemic, especially as the new variant spreads across the world. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Thursday morning, December 2nd, and in traffic.
Oh, plenty to talk about in traffic. We've got a traffic accident now. This is at 47th Street South and Hydraulic. 4 vehicles involved in this accident. You'll want to avoid that area. We had a traffic accident in the 6 a.m. hour this morning. It was around Harry and McLean Boulevard. At least one of those vehicles is actually still blocking traffic there, so you want to avoid that area as well, right around Harry and McLean. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's already a mild start to the day for us with a clear sky here in south central Kansas. Temperatures expected to really warm up this afternoon. Our record is 69, set back in 2012, and we will likely shatter that with a high 76. Clear in 44 tonight. Tomorrow's high in the upper 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 36 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 8:11, Stephen Mick at 8:12 now. Stephen 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The COVID Omicron variant has arrived, confirmed here in the United States. Here to tell us more about that, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
We got somebody confirmed in the Bay Area of San Francisco. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this person traveled to South Africa before the travel stop or the travel restrictions went into place, but we don't know if this person is a U.S. citizen, lawful permanent resident, or whatever. But were they that, the travel restrictions wouldn't have applied to them. They do have the Omicron variant of COVID, and so far their symptoms have been mild, and they seem to be turning the corner. So this person looks like they will be okay. They are just riding out the next couple weeks in isolation. So, which is, none of this is really unexpected. I tend to think we'll have more Omicron variant cases pop up very soon. It's really going to be unavoidable. What we know so far about it is that for those who have had it, and they seem to be younger people, that they get very mild disease and it doesn't last very long. So that's a good thing. Question is, what happens when someone who's older or immunocompromised or something gets it? How does it affect them? We don't know because we're just starting to surveil this.
Yeah, somebody with health risks, so to speak, but. Yeah, I wonder impossible to tell how many variants we're going to have on variants of variants. Is this going to go on forever, and can we get a vaccine that will cover all of them? This is the unknown. Yeah.
I suspect this will end up being a lot more like the flu model, where we have heavy surveillance, emerging variants and re-emerging variants are detected, and that factors into the formulation of a yearly batch of vaccine, and that vaccine is then used. That's what we do with flu, and we've been surveilling flu for decades. We've only had COVID for just about 2 years now, so it's still in its infancy, so to speak. But I think eventually that's where we're headed, to have a surveillance program the way we have one with flu.
From what I've learned about the flu vaccine, the flu inoculation, is you're right on target there. Every year they've got several variants, and maybe 40 or 50% effective, but it seems
better
to work.
Than nothing, yes. Yeah, exactly. And occasionally there's I don't want to call it a slip up, but a variant emerges later than the cutoff date or whatever the case is. I go back to 2009 and the resurgence of H1N1 swine flu. The flu shot that year did not accommodate for swine flu, and we saw swine flu become a very dominant strain, getting people rather sick. Throughout that whole winter and spring, and the shortage on Tamiflu, which most people were clamoring for if they could even find it. We get a different flu shot every year because of the emerging variants, and H1N1 has reemerged since then, and it's been factored in, so and we haven't had that big explosion. So I suspect that we're headed that way with COVID. It's generally now considered to be endemic, meaning it's just always there. And we'll have to learn to live with it.
It's not going to be like the polio model or the smallpox model where they think they've got it pretty much under control around the world then.
Right.
It's going to be a different deal.
Yeah. Polio, smallpox, we have a pretty good control on it. For a while we had great control, if not elimination of measles, although some people who refused to vaccinate against measles, mumps, rubella, we had seen outbreaks here and there of it. I think this is more along the lines of the flu in terms of how we'll operate with it than it would be like a smallpox.
You know, there's a lot of people who are very skeptical about modern science and so forth. But some of the things that I've seen happen in healthcare in my lifetime, I'm not the oldest person in the world, but I've seen some amazing things. It wouldn't surprise me if before I pass from this world, there's going to be just a pill you take that protects you from everything, you know.
Well, I mean, we already have pills in the works for antiviral pills for that will help suppress COVID symptoms and maybe eliminate it. Yeah. It'll work similar to Tamiflu. You got to take it as when the symptoms begin,
right.
To be most effective. We also have antibody treatments, which I've had a friend who got sick with COVID and he went for antibody treatments. This is here in Florida, where we have a number of state-operated clinics for that. He was feeling really yucky. He went in, he got a series of shots all over a couple hours and a few hours after that, the symptoms were gone.
Wow.
and he was back to normal really the next day.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, Evan. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reporting on the Omicron variant. 8:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And sports time with Ted Woodward. A big, big game in Stillwater last night for the Shockers.
Yep, Shocker men's basketball team on the road at Oklahoma State last night. And the Shocks found themselves behind at various points in this game. But, boy, did they finish hard. The Shocks were down 7 points midway through the second half. And then Ricky Council caught fire. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
The Council at the right elbow. Steps back, three over Moncrief. Good! Yeah, Ricky Council with another big basket.
They ran a clear out play for Ricky. Ricky could drive or shoot, and he decided to shoot on Moncrief, who was playing off of him.
Get the ball to Ricky.
Shot clock at 9.
Clear the side for Ricky.
One-on-one against Likely. Gets a step on him all the way to the rim and lays it in. What a finish by Ricky Council.
Yeah, he was on the same side as Tyson Etienne, and Tyson's man couldn't help off, so Ricky got all the way to the hoop.
Ricky Council only had 5 points midway through the second half, but 12 of his 17 coming there in the final 10 minutes. Shockers go on a 22-6 run down the stretch. Oklahoma State missed its last 9 shots, and the Shockers come back and win it by 9. Shockers 60, Oklahoma State 51. How about that? Ricky Council says, hey, holding the Pokes to 51, pretty good team defense.
Just focusing on my defense. Our team defense has been great. I know they were a really good defensive team, but I think we put the world on notice on how good at defense we are, and I'm just happy we showed that tonight.
And Shocker head coach Isaac Brown pleased that the Shockers finally heated up there and got those 22 points there in the final 10 minutes.
Yeah, they were really difficult to score on in the second half. We had a play that we ran against Missouri where we try to put Tyson in ball screens over here, and we call it two game, get him over here in a pick and roll. But they did a good job of denying him in that. So we started to play more chess, dribble drive, because now you can't help out. There's no ball screens. And I thought the dribble by drive was really good.
Good stuff. The Shocks with the win, now 6-1 on the season. They are on a 3-game winning streak, and they've won their last 3 trips into Stillwater. Good stuff. The Shocker men pick up the win on the road last night. The Wichita State women won again. They won at home at Coke Arena last night. Shocker ladies win over Oral Roberts, 78-62. Mariah McCulley with 24 points to lead the Shocks. Wichita State women now 7-1 on the season, and that's the best start in school history.
Wow.
Yeah, so the ladies are 7-1, the men are 6-1. Good start to the hoops season for Shocker
sure
fans.
Wow.
K-State men won at home last night in Manhattan. An easy win over the Great Danes of Albany, 71-43. Sophomore Nigel Pack with 17 points. K-State is now 4-2 on the year after back-to-back victories. The Wichita Thunder hockey team wins on the road last night in Iowa City. First ever visit to take on the Iowa Heartlanders. The Thunder wins it 3-2 in a shootout. The Red Hot Thunder now has won 4 games in a row. They are tied for first atop the division standings. JUCO men's basketball last night. Butler Community College at home in El Dorado, taking on the defending national champions Coffeyville. And Butler wins it. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Holt, crossover dribble, drives to the lane, puts up a banker, and scores it! What a shot! High off the backboard!
The Butler Grizzlies beat Coffeyville 61-52. Butler men are ranked 15th in the nation. They now have a record of 9-1 on the season, and they've won 4 in a row. The NCAA volleyball tournament begins today. Kansas is in the tournament for the first time in 4 years. The Jayhawks take on 19th-ranked Oregon at 4:30 this afternoon. Opening round of the NCAA tournament, that is at a regional in Omaha. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute. The actual cost of a 10-year bill. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
And it's time for our weekly 60-second preview of the big Chiefs-Broncos game coming up on Sunday.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 here on this Thursday morning, 36 degrees. Wyandotte County officials in near Kansas City say a man who barricaded himself inside an apartment had shot 2 children and his girlfriend before shooting himself. The Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office says a suspect and a 7-year-old girl died after the shooting at a Kansas City, Kansas apartment Wednesday morning. Officers responding to a shooting at Wellborn Park found a woman in her 20s suffering from gunshot wounds. The suspect fled the scene and barricaded himself inside the house. And when officers entered the apartment, they found the suspect dead and the girl dead. A 3-year-old boy was injured. The woman and other child were hospitalized. Authorities have not discussed a possible motive for those shootings. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says they are continuing to monitor the COVID-19 variant Omicron.
No confirmed cases have been identified in Kansas. This variant is new, and it is still unknown how transmissible or contagious it is. It is assumed that it is only a matter of time before it will be found in the United States. With over 64% of the eligible population fully vaccinated, Kansas is more prepared for this variant. The vaccine is available for all individuals aged 5 years and over. The vaccine booster dose is available for all adults aged 18 18 and over. KDHE says boosters increase the strength of your antibody response, so even if the virus mutates, a boost makes it more likely that your antibodies can prevent you from getting seriously ill.
Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting. House January 6th investigators vote to hold Trump-era Department of Justice official Jeffrey Clark in contempt after he defied the committee's subpoena.
The House committee looking into the January 6th riot has voted to go after contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark. Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney said multiple sources have said Clark was asked by then-President Trump to take over as Attorney General,
so he could issue a series of letters falsely suggesting that the Department of Justice believed the presidential election may have been stolen.
Clark has refused to talk, but the panel is going to give him one more chance to give a deposition Saturday. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A key Senate Democrat continues voicing concerns about President Biden's Build Back Better spending package. Fox's Aisha Hasney reports from Capitol Hill.
Senator Joe Manchin's biggest gripe with this spending plan is paid family leave. He's not against the idea. He wants to see it in a separate bill, but these wants and wishes have Democrats really losing patience with him. Not certain that's going to deter the moderate Democrat from West Virginia who got an earful from constituents when he was home for the holidays. He says he wants to look at this House bill through the lens of the ongoing inflation crisis. He also doesn't really like how this 10-year-long bill is being paid for. There are some social programs in this, like universal pre-K, that are written to last only 1 to 6 years. That helps trim the bill's price tag, but these programs will probably be extended in the future, and somebody has to pay for that.
Democrats are still hoping to pass a bill through the Senate by Christmas. The towering Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center has been officially turned on in New York City. The 79-foot Norway spruce is covered with more than 50,000 lights in a rainbow of colors. It bears a crystal-covered 900-pound star. The tree was lit Wednesday in a Midtown Manhattan ceremony, once again open to the public, in contrast to last year's virus-impacted event. The tree came from Elkton, Maryland, where it stood for more than 80 years outside a family home. The first Christmas tree was placed in Rockefeller Center by men working there in 1931. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like our quiet weather pattern will stick with us at least throughout the rest of the week, into the weekend, and early next week. But today, we get more unseasonably warm weather. Sunny with a high 76 this afternoon. We will likely set a new record high. Clear overnight, low 44, 68 and sunny on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now clear and 36 degrees, 835 that is, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin saying he didn't pull the trigger of the gun that fired, killing one and injuring another on his film Rust.
Alec Baldwin sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos for his first TV interview since the fatal Rust shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounded director Joel Souza. The two men know one another, and Stephanopoulos was recently on Baldwin's podcast.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No.
In the clip, Baldwin was not pressed on how he ran the set as a producer, but was questioned on why he didn't check the gun, as most actors do when involved in these scenes. Baldwin also said there should never have been a live round on the set, period. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A popular primetime cable news host suspended.
Chris Cuomo was clearly stung by his indefinite suspension at CNN, as he said yesterday on his radio show. He said, it hurts even to say it. It's embarrassing. I've apologized in the past. The last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues. But how did CNN reach this point? The problem is, for months, as revelations surfaced about Cuomo helping, orchestrating the defense of his brother, then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, CNN took no action. There was no internal inquiry, not even a slap on the wrist. Instead, CNN President Jeff Zucker waited until this new damaging evidence came out that showed the extent of Cuomo using his media contacts to gather information about the sexual harassment reporting against his embattled brother. That led finally to a lot of bad press and ultimately to this indefinite suspension. The question now, with many of his colleagues upset with his behavior, is can Cuomo ever return to CNN after this high-profile penalty? With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
New evidence in the trial of actor Jussie Smollett shows that he may have rehearsed the suspected fake attack.
In the opening arguments of the Jussie Smollett trial, Special Prosecutor Dan Webb said the Empire actor was seen on video conducting a dry run of the attack, lending itself to support prosecution claims that Smollett orchestrated the entire event for publicity. Webb told the jury that Smollett was upset that a threatening letter was sent to the studio behind Empire wasn't taken seriously enough. As a result, the actor hired Abe and Ola Osundero to attack him and wrote them a check for $3,500 plus $100 for supplies. Smollett's defense attorney said the check was for training that Smollett asked the brothers for so he could prepare for an upcoming music video. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Memorabilia up for sale from an entertainment icon.
Property from the life and career of Carl Reiner is up for auction. There are more than 120 lots of items, including some from the Dick Van Dyke Show and Ocean's 11. A large collection of scripts is up for grabs, like ones from Ocean's 12 and Ocean's 13, in addition to TV guest appearances. Also up for auction are awards given to Reiner from the Writers Guild of America, an American Comedy Award, and even toupees he wore. Those are expected to go for between $600 and $800. You can see the entire catalog of Reiner Estate auction items at juliansauctions.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You know, that's on my Christmas list. A Carl Reiner toupee.
Hey.
If you can come up with it.
That'll be a lot to pay for, you know.
Toupee, yeah.
Of course, that was one of the great ongoing jokes on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I mean, on the Dick Van Dyke
Show. Dick Van Dyke,
yeah. Carl Reiner wearing the toupe. Hey, a list of the top Christmas songs.
Using metrics such as streaming data, radio airplay, and digital sales, the list shows a mix of the best of the old and new. And coming in at number one... I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, followed by Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock, Bird Iver's A Holly Jolly Christmas, while Andy Williams rounds up the top five with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. New songs by Dan and Shay, Kelly Clarkson, and Taylor Swift make the list as well for the first time. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Nat King Cole's not there, the Christmas
Didn't make
song.
It.
You know who wrote that song?
Mel Torme.
Mel Torme.
Cole wrote it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I couldn't stump you on that one.
No. Hey, Keith Urban is heading out. He'll be on the road big time starting in June.
Keith Urban announced his return to the road in an Instagram video Tuesday. The country star said his latest Speed of Now World Tour will kick off June 17th in Tampa, Florida. Urban used his backyard as a makeshift stage, exchanging his signature of throwing his guitar on stage to his leaf blower in between takes of the artist on his past tours, doing the same with a roadie. Urban will spend 6 months on the road making his way through the U.S. and Canada, ending the year in Minnesota on November 5th. Prior to the tour, Urban will spend 3 nights at the Coliseum in Las Vegas at the end of May. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Michelle failed to mention there that Wichita, Kansas will be one of the stops on Keith Urban's tour.
Hey.
Yeah, it'll be at Intrust Bank Arena in mid-September. So we're still 9 months out.
Well, it's, but we got time.
Keith Urban, Wichita is on the list as Keith Urban begins his big tour. A milestone on The Bachelorette.
History was made this week on The Bachelorette. All four of the remaining suitors are black, which is a first for the ABC reality dating show. Michelle is the third black bachelorette, which marks the first time that all of the final contestants have been people of color. As for who will win, fans will have to keep watching. The Bachelorette airs Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern on ABC. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Hey, you too can be home alone for the holidays.
Airbnb is renting out the Chicago area house that co-starred with Macaulay Culkin in the 1990 holiday classic comedy Home Alone.
Kevin!
The massive house will be available to book for only one night on December 12th as part of a promotion for the new Disney Plus movie, Home Sweet Home Alone. And the house is equipped with booby traps that you can set up yourself, 90s junk food, and more. It'll cost just $25, plus taxes and fees, of course. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Motley Crue could be getting a big payday.
There's reportedly a new owner of Motley Crue's music catalog. Variety reports that after months of negotiations, the band struck a deal with BMG for their library, which could be worth as much as $150 million. BMG is reportedly acquiring the 9 studio albums Motley Crue recorded from 1981 to 2008, along with live recordings and compilations. They're set to headline a tour next summer with more than 30 U.S. dates. Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are scheduled to join them. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we have a big movie anniversary today. It was 70 years ago on this day. It came out in Wichita movie theaters, A Christmas Carol. The famous 1951 version.
My favorite version.
Starring the great Alastair Sim.
Yeah, that's the best version.
As Ebenezer Scrooge. Boy, talk about the role of a lifetime for him.
Yeah.
And man, was he good in this.
He's good.
Yeah, a British version. Many people, like you included, consider this the definitive cinematic version of A Christmas Carol. The British title of this, it was Scrooge, but in America they released it as A Christmas Carol. The film was originally slated to be shown in New York City's Radio City Music Hall as part of their Christmas attraction, but the theater management decided the film was too grim and did not possess enough family entertainment value to warrant Radio City Music Hall.
Okay.
It debuted elsewhere.
Wow.
It was one of the most popular movies in Britain in 52. It was a box office disappointment in the U.S. It didn't play well until they started showing it on television, where it was broadcast regularly during the 1950s and 60s and ever since. And that's where people got hooked on it here in America. A lot of good reviews for the movie. Variety was not one of them. Variety said it was a grim thing that will give tender-aged kiddies viewing it the screaming memes. And adults will find it long, dull, and greatly overdone.
Really?
I will disagree with that.
Somebody missed the mark on that one.
Like you said, you, my dad, my sister, all consider this to be the definitive cinematic version of A Christmas Story.
It's Dickens, okay? It's not meant to be, happy, happy, happy.
No. It's in black and white, and it's a bit dark.
Set in the 1860s.
But the story's dark at times. And
it's good.
It's a pretty dang good movie.
It is.
A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version with Alastair Sim. That came out in Wichita movie theaters 70 years ago today. That's entertainment news brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, call Terry 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Winfield-based Husky Liners opening a new warehouse in Park City. That story and Wichita Business Journal update coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. 8:50 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Woman in wheelchair struck and killed by car in East Wichita. A Biden administration expected to extend rule requiring masks on public transportation. The Omicron variant has arrived in the United States in the Bay Area of California. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, the gasoline prices seem to be coming down. That's kind of the good news that we're seeing out there. We're starting to see some lower prices. Right now, the average down to $2.94 or $2.95 a gallon. Some prices out there even lower than that. Earlier this morning, we had a traffic accident, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. That's around 47th Street South and Hydraulic. The gasoline price right there, $2.91 a gallon, but might want to continue to avoid that area for the time being. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees, could set a record for the date. Clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 67 degrees. Now clear, south wind at 7 miles per hour, and 36 degrees. Steve and Ted on KNSS. China's air regulator has cleared the Boeing 737 MAX to return to flying with technical upgrades more than 2 years after the plane was grounded worldwide following two fatal crashes. China is the last major market where the Boeing 737 MAX awaited approval after the United States allowed flights to resume in December of 2020, and Europe regulators gave permission in January. Now we'll look at some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A Winfield-based manufacturer of custom-fit automotive floor liners has opened a new 130,000-square-foot warehouse distribution center in Park City. Husky Liners, a truck hero company, says it plans to hire 50 positions to staff the warehouse. The new Husky Liners facility, located at 7200 North Air Capital Drive in Suite B, which is an industrial area near 69th Street and Broadway, that includes the new Amazon Fulfillment Center.
Wichita-based Koch Industries pushing into renewable energy technology with a subsidiary this week, acquiring a new tie to the solar power industry. Koch Engineered Solutions, headquartered in Wichita, has purchased Depcom Power, Inc. That's an Arizona-based firm specializing in the design and construction of utility-scale solar power plants. Financial terms not disclosed.
The latest report examining the feasibility of a new convention center in Wichita has returned the same result that it did 8 years ago. That Century 2 and its adjacent Bob Brown Expo Hall do not meet the needs of future convention business in Wichita, even in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. A new convention center, the report says, would generate an additional $45 million in annual revenue by its fourth year of operation compared to the existing building. In this case, a new convention center could mean the construction of an entirely new facility, or it could mean a redevelopment or expansion of the existing Bob Brown Expo Hall. That's a local business news update this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. 8:54, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted, we got to Friday coming up. I'm going to have fun Friday coming up. I'm starting to feel the Christmas spirit and a lot of things going on, a lot of things to occupy our attention here as we go toward Christmas. And it's going to be a big weekend sports-wise. And over you and the Shockers playing basketball downtown at Intrust Bank Arena and taking on an interstate rival there.
The Kansas State Wildcats come to town.
Yeah, it's never been a
downtown
big...
Downtown Wichita will be buzzing on Sunday.
It's never been a big rivalry either because they haven't played that many times.
They haven't played a ton.
No. But every now and then they play. I remember they played in the NCAA when I was a kid. The two of them played. I can't remember the circumstances, but yeah. So you're going to do the PA announcement, PA announcing at Intrust Bank Arena this weekend.
Yeah. Which I've never done before.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
So do you think it's going to be, they're going to have a special parking spot for you there?
And I sincerely doubt it.
Maybe a special table of snacks for you, just for you and the others there that are working the arena.
I'm just hoping to get a bottled water.
Yeah, bottled water. Yeah. Well, that's more than a lot of people get, I guess. All right. Well, good. Have a good call. We're going to be talking about it more tomorrow. Tomorrow, of course, it's Friday, and that means we're going to have Mitch Holthus on with us.
Yeah, we haven't talked to Mitch in a couple weeks, so in the Chiefs' form.
In the 8 o'clock hour.
They take on the Broncos on Sunday here on KNSS.
And that is
Sunday night.
That segment has become one of our most popular segments for Stephen Tibbs. Having Mitch on every Friday has been terrific, and he'll hook it up with Shocker football somehow.
We'll have Mitch on tomorrow morning at 8:15.
All right, be listening tomorrow. We're going to have a great, great show for you, as we always do. Glenn Beck program coming up, and they're going to be talking about the Supreme Court hearing abortion law arguments yesterday. That's at the Glenn Beck show. 9 o'clock this morning in our news, President Biden to extend the rule on masks and public transportation. That's on the way at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7, 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Going to be spring-like this afternoon with a high around 76 degrees, and that could set a record. Now a clear sky and 36 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.